Hello, this is Chandradas again at the other side of the dedication ceremony, and I'm here right after the final puja with Amala, who's the chair at Ayurloka, and my good friend, our good friend Suzanne, who's attends the Portsmouth Centre and sometimes the Ayurloka Centre. Amala, how did that all go?
Oh, it was beautiful, really, really beautiful. We were outside for an hour in the snow, listening to the beautiful chanting and watching these amazing purification offerings and water offerings with saffron water.
Yeah.
And then we came and katas thrown over the stupa.
That was
just
great.
Beautiful, really beautiful.
He threw a scarf towards the end,
yeah,
up into the top bit of the stupa.
Yeah, first time. Yeah, yeah. And then we all came indoors, and we've just had another phase of the dedication and puja for the stupa. And once in a while, during all the Tibetan, we'd hear things like Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo.
Yeah.
So once in a while, you catch the Sanskrit, and it's like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what's happening.
That's right. I noticed that because I was sitting quite close to them to film and stuff, and obviously, there's a lot of Tibetan, and it sounds very beautiful.
Yeah.
But we're a non-Tibetan community, and I was sitting there thinking, wow, I'm glad we don't do this all the time. But I was watching his hands.
Yeah.
Beautiful hand movement, and it definitely, there was something about ritual where you thought,
yeah,
it's not even about the words, it's about the
exactly.
The
well,
presence.
those are traditional offering gestures, and you know, holding the vajra in the right hand and the bell in the left hand, and making these gestures of offering. And I mean, we do all the same, but without the sort of iconographic ritual forms.
That's right.
So it's really lovely to be able to recognize the same kind of motivation and the same orientation to the Buddha. He was chanting the Shakyamuni Buddha.
I noticed that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Which isn't always the thing you get in Tibetan Buddhism, but today he made a big effort, didn't he, to
Tibetan. Yeah.
Well, this is very particular
to the stupa and to this this whole event. Yeah, it's really
beautiful.
Lovely.
Well, how about you, Susanna? How did you get on with all that?
Oh, I was inspired, and I was recollecting all of the effort that had gone into this lovely creation of the stupa. So for me, it was a connection across time.
That's right.
All our friends who've contributed.
We were talking earlier this morning with Steve and Jean about Bodhi Lochana, of course,
who's no longer with us,
but was probably the originator of this whole project.
Indeed.
She was.
Remembering having lunch with her.
Yeah.
Thinking, how are we going to do that? And here we are all this time later.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. And actually, I mean, Chandradasa said people around the world have been tuning into this, and some of your mantras are inside that stone stupa.
That's
all wrapped in katas and carefully encased and chanted over and wrapped up in these little bundles and all kind held within red cedar shavings from the trees here
beautiful.
At Ayurloka. Just so...
I'm glad you mentioned that, because in case you don't know what that refers to, during the process of building this stupa, we asked on the Buddhist Centre online for people to send written mantras from all over the world.
Yeah.
And people did.
Yeah.
And they're now part of the actual stupa.
They are. Yeah. Yeah.
Along with some really crazy other things, if I remember rightly, like how...
Yeah, the samsara bit, which is in the lower, buried in the lower part of the stupa, is things that symbolize samsara. So there are actual weapons in there, and knives, and food, and I can't even remember all the kinds of things that are in there. Then in the upper part that represents the Buddha inside the stupa are Dharma books and all these mantras and prayer wheels and malas and things like that.
I love that sort of mix you get with Tibetan stuff, where you get that sort of beautiful symbolism, and then on the front today there was a bottom of like sunny orange juice or something as one of the offerings. I was like, it's really great.
I know,
You get the bottom stuff and the top stuff all mixed together.
Right, yeah. So for offerings, they asked for fruit juice, and I've done this before when Tibetans have come. So there's fruit juice and fruits and biscuits. So I've seen actual
ginger
unopened snaps. Packages of biscuits offered, but they actually opened them up and kind
you
of
did.
Arranged
yes.
them beautifully.
But
yeah.
not posh biscuits, just cheap biscuits.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. yes.
Ginger nuts, ginger snaps, as we call them in Britain. Well, really beautiful. I know you've got to go and do some of your duties over there, and it's time for a big lunch, celebratory lunch.
Yeah, of course.
And thanks for being with us today, everybody. It was really beautiful to be able to share this with
Wish you could smell the incense.
Yes, wish you could smell the incense. We'll have to work on that on the internet.
Yeah. Smell-o-rama.
So that's all for today from Aria Look. I hope you've enjoyed it. And you can look out for more pictures and video, etc. online.
Thanks,
bye for now.
Chandradasa. Thank you. Ciao.